I'm Allison Keyes, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. Coming up, we go into the Tell Me More blogosphere and talk about what's on your mind. That's coming up in our weekly Backtalk segment in just a moment. But first, it's graduation season, and students are strutting across the stage in their shiny robes and tassels, raising their diplomas in the air. Yet, some students had a tougher walk to that stage. Morris Kawenda Michael graduated from Columbia University last week, finishing a journey that started in war-torn Sudan. More than 2 million people have been killed and millions more displaced during the decades of that nation's civil war. Kids were often kidnapped and forced to become child soldiers. Morris's mother hoped to spare her children that fate, so she fled with him and his 6 siblings to a refugee camp in Kenya when he was just 5 years old. Now Morris joins us to talk about the path that led from that camp to the halls of Columbia University. He's with us in our New York bureau. Morris, welcome to the program and congratulations.
Well, thank you for having me.
I want to talk first about when you were a small child, when your family fled. What was it like living in southern Sudan? Do you remember?
Well, I was fairly young. Then I don't remember much about South Sudan, but I remember much about the refugee camp. I remember snippets, if you could say. My mom did a good job where she protected us from any bad things and whatnot. She kept us safe. So I remember little things where we just have to run to hidings and things like that. So those were about the things I remember.
It must have been scary being so young.
Well, very, very, very scary. It was the only life I knew. I didn't really realize that there was other life other than just running every time, going to hiding and whatnot.
Your mom managed to flee the country with you and your 6 siblings. How did you get from Kenya to New York?
It started off from a refugee camp, in Kakuma refugee camp. I grew up there. I spent a great deal of time there, and I started off my education there. It was through the program ran by a Catholic Charities branch called Dominican Sisters. They're situated in Nairobi. Their mission was to go into the refugee camp and help kids with what they call kids with potential. You go that could have a future when they're pursuing higher education and things like that. So I had a privilege to be among those kids, and I was taken to Nairobi to continue with my studies.
And you had obvious potential.
I hoped so.
What were you good at?
I loved math and sciences mostly. So I didn't know more about engineering until I came to the United States. And my guidance counselor told me about it because I told him I love math and sciences. If there was anything close to it, I would love to do that.
So you got involved with the Dominican Sisters, and
yes,
they got you from that refugee camp to the U.S. What was it like going from a refugee camp to being in an American household? That must have been kind of a jarring transition.
Well, it's very different. Coming from a place that you're surrounded with people who flew their home due to things like violence, economic disparity, repression, natural disasters, and other harsh things that, just living in working conditions, it was different.
Were the kids at school mean to you? I mean, you were coming from such a different place and a different background.
I wouldn't say actually mean, but it was a different lifestyle. I had to make my way into just get to make friends and things like that. I remember one incident, specifically my first day in school. I walked into the class. I got there as fast as I could. Mm-hmm. I was 5 minutes late. 5 minutes early, and everybody walked in. It was my first day, and then the teacher walked in. And when I went to school in Kenya, when the teacher walks into the class, he kind of have to stand up and acknowledge them, say things like, good morning, how is your day, and things like that. So I got up in a group, in a class of probably 20, 30 kids, and I said, good morning. No one was standing up with me, so I got up because I'm used to it. Yeah, so that was an encounter. Since then, I could tell you exactly what I went through.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Allison Keyes, and I'm speaking with Morris Kawenda Michael. He's a Sudanese refugee who just graduated from Columbia University with a bachelor's degree in biomedical engineering. And I have to say, Morris, it's hard for even American kids to get into Columbia, much less actually graduate. What was that like for you on that campus?
I was, it was an adventure, I have to say. But
in a good way.
In a good way, definitely, of course. Columbia is good in that sense that they make you belong, you know. It's very diverse. There's always somebody there that had gone through or somebody that understand. So I wasn't tough. So I had a mission in a sense. I mean, I know in a position where I am, I've had a lot of friends. I've also had a privilege to live with Sudanese lost boys that had gone through their life as child soldiers and whatnot. And things they have gone through actually strengthen me as a person. They give me that strength. They give me that hope. They give me that, they give me a reason to try to do better every day. So when I came here, I saw the opportunities. I saw everything here, and I thought of them. I thought of all those people that I left behind that could have taken my position. I just thought of them every single day as I go to school and do my work. And I say, Morris, somebody else could be in your position right now. You can't mess this up. So do the best you can.
Wow. And I hear your next step is to medical school.
Yes, that's the next task, actually, to medical school.
What kind of medicine do you want to practice?
I can't really pinpoint right now, but cardiology seems interesting. But who knows? Things change.
Tell me, though, you've been doing some pretty amazing work while you were at Columbia. You helped create a vital signs monitor. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's, I know people are familiar with the neonatal intensive care unit. When you walk in there, you see kids with electrodes all over their bodies and whatnot. Yeah, so our project was to build this device that could monitor heart rate, respiratory rate, and temperature. We're working in hand with Mulago Hospital, which is situated in Uganda, capital city, Kampala. And it was a very touchy and very influencing project in the sense that I knew it was geared toward a low resources areas. And I knew that if these things succeed, it would definitely help people.
And your monitor is going to cost a lot less than what's currently on the market. Is that
so?
Right?
If as most of the people know, most of the vital signs monitors out there cost nearly $1,000 to a couple thousand dollars. So our device is gonna hopefully it's gonna cost in the nears of about $50 to $200, and that cut down a lot of costs.
I've got to ask you, you still have family members in Sudan. Have you talked to them? How are they doing?
Oh, actually, I have family members in the refugee camp.
Ah, okay, so they're in Kenya.
Yes, they're still in the refugee camp, but yeah, most of my relatives, of course, are still in South Sudan. Well, I mean, given what had happened lately with Sudan, the dividing of the country, things seems like they're moving in the right way. But my family is still skeptical about it. They're still in the refugee camp. They're still trying to wait things out until the independence also and see how things go.
Do you ever wonder, Morris, what would have happened to you and your brother if you'd had to stay in Sudan?
I haven't actually thought about it, but I think a lot of things would have happened. Maybe in most cases, we probably would have ended up joining a military or something, or maybe we just...
By joining, you mean forced into the...
Forced into, yeah, we probably would have been in it, yeah, into the military also.
Will you ever go back?
Yes, that is actually my goal. I'm hoping to finish medical school and go back as a doctor and practice there, or probably make a difference.
Morris Kawenda Michael just graduated from Columbia University. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
A bachelor's in biochemical engineering. He came to America from Southern Sudan. Thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.